Tom Cerruti now joining us outside of the Beaver locker room. Tom, congratulations.
Thanks, Schulze.
They scored a tie it, and in 44 game seconds and a minute 39 of real time, you guys are back with a lead. That's a heck of an answer, isn't it?
No, it was nice. I mean, we responded. You know, it was a good way. It was a fitting way to win that game, actually. It was the best way to win that game. You know, when you reflect back, we give up the lead, but we get it right back, too. And that's, you know, it showed the character of the boys.
Somewhat facetious question, but here, how does Eric Martin find that much real estate there in that circle? He's just he was sitting there for quite a while.
Well, it was all of our low play. We were recommitted to our low play. Just keep pucks low, keep pucks low, keep pucks low, keep pucks low, keep pucks low. Then you're forcing them to defend. Then they're tired. Then you're getting space. Then there's separation. Then we get good motion. They lose track. They get puck focused. I mean, that's what happens. And I thought all weekend we adhered to our low play very good. And I thought we were a handful down there.
Before the pregame yesterday, you said, you know, we worked on this a lot this week. You mentioned, yeah, they've got to defend. That puts a heck of a mental strain on a goalie, too, doesn't it? And that puck is behind him from one shoulder to the next, and he's got to be constantly looking where it is.
Yeah, probably a little bit. But the biggest thing is that look at the shots. I mean, you know what? They get 21-20. You keep pucks low, you're taking offense out of their hands. People always think defense is defense. No, it's not defense. Defense is possessing the puck, keeping it low, making them defend. And then by the time they break it out, they got a line change. You know, and, you know, when you do that well, you're a handful, and you're going to generate more offense as well. So, anyway, not to get highly technical right here.
I thought your defensemen this weekend moved pucks fast. How much better can your offense be when it's got tempo going into the zone because they got the puck in a hurry?
It's not about that either, Schulze. It's not about offense. Quick puck movement gets the puck out of your zone. That's also good defense. So all that stuff, we have a little rule, called a three-second rule. And to advance it, sometimes you can't adhere to it. It's no different than a quarterback. You know, he's in the pocket. He wants to get rid of it. I don't know how much time, but they want to get rid of that puck as quick as they possibly can. Well, then when they're forced out of the pocket, then they got to make a play. So it's no different. Transition is no different than that is all I'm getting at. I'm just trying to simplify things, you know.
Your penalty kill was tested minutes-wise last night, just two today, and I thought, boy, they looked really, really good. I mean, the second penalty kill, you won a draw. They got it back into the zone. I was paying attention to it because, I mean, clean face-off went in a clear. That was 25 seconds before they got it back in the zone. You stole it immediately, cleared it again. Half the penalty's gone before they ever had any sniff offense.
100%. I mean, it's deflating, and no, they're starting from their zone versus starting from our zone.
You guys needed this one. Obviously goes without saying you guys want to continue it next weekend. Being at home sure should help that, shouldn't it?
I hope so.
See you then.
Yep, thanks.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. It's our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight. Bemidji State wins it. Final score here of 2-1.